Yeah, all right.
Live at Goldie's, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. It's Saturday night for our listeners out there in Radio Land. But as always, we are live at Goldie's. Tonight is a sort of a remote show.
Yep.
It's our 25th show, Bill.
25. Did you think we'd make it there?
I did. Yeah. I'm happy to talk about it. And tonight's episode is going to be a compilation of some of the best moments of the Hoolies Hoolie thus far.
Yeah.
I'm excited to. I took some time this week and went back and listened to a lot of the old episodes. And
there's a lot of funny moments.
Great, yeah. And I brought some of the snippets together and some of the live acts that we've done, that we've produced here at Goldie's for our radio listening audience. And we'll be ready to share this compilation show with everybody tonight.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was lovely. I'm excited. I want to thank our guest from last week, Matthew Francis Anderson.
Yeah, he was great.
You can see him tonight, Saturday, April 18th at 8:30 p.m. He'll be at Friendly Tap in Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, Illinois, and he'll be playing with Kerosene Stars. We'll be featuring a couple of Matt songs tonight from last week's episode, along with some of the funnier moments and some of the other live acts we've had. So, Bill, you had an exciting day today. You drove 300 miles
today. It seemed like it. Yeah, I think it was close to it. I think I started at, like, I had 99 because I've been waiting to break the 100,000-mile mark. And that's always nerve-wracking. You know, it's
on
like,
the car?
Yeah. You know, I bought this car in October, and I had 89,000 miles on it. And now I'm at 100,100 miles. So I think today I started at, it was like at 99.790 or something like that. So you close to 300.
So you got close, and you thought I was going to
happen. No, a little over 300, but yeah. Unbelievable. It was a lot of driving. I started in I went from Oak Park to Cicero to Coal City to Wilmington to Braidwood to Piatone to Mantino, Moments.
The prison circuit.
Yeah, it seemed like it. And then, I don't know, I don't know why I can't remember this. Aroma Park right near Kankakee. Yeah. On my way back, I hit Manhattan. Then from Manhattan to Lockport. Lockport to Midlothian. Midlothian back to Oak Park. So that was some serious driving.
That is a long day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dropping off some Chi-Chi's bins. Pocket-sized party, Chi-Chi's. Yeah, Chi-Chi's it's a ready-to-drink liqueur
and that
for
was
all
the big
you radio audiences out there. So if you see them in a Burkotts, I know Burkotts are in the south suburbs, but if you see them, you just know that Bill Houlihan dropped those off.
Now, it is our 25th episode. Is there anything you remember from the show that you'd like to bring about or talk about? What was one of your favorite moments?
God, we've had so many good ones. I remember Improv Boy, the call-in night. That was pretty funny.
Yep.
And then, you know, Chris, the guitar teacher.
We'll play a little bit of that tonight.
That was a good episode.
I'd have to say my favorite guy guest that we've had was Irish Daredevil Terry Derry.
Okay, yeah, I remember Terry.
We'll play some of him tonight.
Those were some of the beginning episodes. We'll have to get some of those guys to come out to Goldie's and make an appearance.
Yep, recurring guest.
Yeah, for some reason they always just showed up at the studio. They never made it out to the live audience, but I think they'll make it out there.
I do want to remind our listening audience that the Hoolies Hoolie is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. That's a 501c3 dedicated to preserving Irish culture through the arts, radio, music, and all other things. And you can also find our podcast on www.freecrack.com, C-R-A-I-C. That's Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture.com.
Also, check out our Facebook page, the Hoolies Hoolie Facebook page.
And I'll shout out to our listeners. We are always looking for live acts, so please, hit us up on Facebook if you think that you'd like to come out to Goldie's and entertain the crowd.
Like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook first.
Also, we have a new new email address that we can be reached at as well.
Correct.
It is Hoolies. So not Hoolies. So Hoolie at gmail dot com. So it's Hoolie radio radio at gmail.com. Sorry, I forgot the radio. I just created it 2 days ago, so if you'd like to contact us there, you can.
Right. So the first thing I want to play is, since Matthew Francis Anderson is going to be live out at Friendly's tonight on Roosevelt Road at 8:30 p.m., let's do a little recap from last week. He treated us with a song called Emily. That I thoroughly enjoyed. So let's recap with Emily.
Michael has left home, and your kids are fully grown. You're hanging out in the tap rooms for your whiskey, smoke, and blow. Haven't seen an hour the past few years without eyes burning red. You can't call your folks for help. It's 2 years since they've been dead. Your wedding was an unexpected joke you did proclaim. And nothing short of Texas is gonna keep you from gone insane. Oh, Emily, if I could lay my hands upon you now, well, I'd steer you on back here to me, and I'd make you stay somehow. Oh, Emily, your green, green eyes, they have life in them yet. And there's nothing good at closing time, in case you did forget. In case you did forget. It could have been that 18 was the year that went downhill. Had a kid and a place to live with memories of them still. Or maybe it was 20 with graduation close at hand. And high school kinda slipped away, it got knocked up once again. Oh, still you bought yourself that ivory white graduation gown. Wore it on that bus as you sped west on out of town. Oh, Emily, if I could lay my hands upon you now, well, I'd steer you on back here to me and make you stay somehow. Oh, Emily, your green, green eyes, they have life in them yet. Nothing good at closing time, in case you did forget. In case you did forget. On Sundays, that little girl would walk so sweet, hand in hand with Mama, to that church on up the street. Well, now she lives above a bar, still walking hand in hand. But up the street, on past St. Luke's, with an inattentive man, all looking for some place where a girl might find some rest. Chicago ain't to blame, it's just the setting for your mess. Oh, Emily, if I could lay my hands upon you now, well, I'd steer you on back here to me and make you stay somehow. Oh, Emily, your green, green eyes, they have life in them yet. And there's nothing good at closing time, in case you did forget. Oh, Emily, if I could lay my hands upon you now, well, I'd steer you on back here to me and make you stay somehow. Oh, I'd make you stay somehow.
Hey, we're back. That was Matthew Francis Anderson with Emily. That was taken from the April 9th show last week.
Yeah, it was great.
For those of you who are enjoying Matthew Francis Anderson's music, you can see him tonight at the Friendly Tap in Roosevelt Road in Berwyn at 8:30 p.m. Now, he was one of those guys who is a guy that we knew,
right.
A guy who played guitar that I kind of envied the fact that he played guitar.
Yes.
And we did take guitar lessons as a kid.
Terrible.
And earlier in one of the Hoolies Hoolies episodes, we were surprised by our guitar teacher.
Yeah, we were talking about playing guitar. And
then he happened to call in.
He just called in. And it's been like,
one
wow.
of the one of the, my favorite moments from the show. And I would like to take it. His name was Chris.
Yeah. Can you remember? Chris never gave us his last name.
No, he never gave us his last name.
I just remember he was a big saw doctor. Not no. saw doctors, spin doctors.
Spin doctors, dude.
He liked the spin doctors.
Hey, guys, I'll teach you how to play spin doctors. But,
and I remember he was very frustrated because I'm a lefty, and he was trying to teach me a right-handed guitar.
Yeah.
Kind of playing. And I was playing it like Jimi Hendrix style.
Yeah,
like
upside down. Upside down.
That didn't work out for me. I liked throwing the pigskin around a little bit better. But I think that's probably talked about maybe within this clip with Chris.
Yep.
I don't know.
Let's take our radio listeners back. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. It's Saturday night, 1240 a.m. WSBC. It's a little... let's go down memory lane and let's visit Chris from the podcast on December 6, 2014.
I understand from our engineer Mike tells us that we have a phone call, which I'm excited to take.
Oh, finally, somebody called in tonight.
Yep. So I guess Michael Patrick, hello.
Hello, welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie. Who is this?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you? Who's this?
Doing good. You guys were actually talking about me a little earlier. This is Chris. I was your guitar teacher.
Oh, wow. Chris, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no worries, man.
I can't believe you were listening.
Yeah, no, it's been, what, like 15 years? You guys actually still owe me like $35.
Yeah, well, you can ask my mom for that. I don't have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Or ask the guy at Guitar Fun.
Yeah, send it there, man. I'll go scoop it up from there.
Are you still giving lessons, Chris?
No, I got out of that game. I played some gigs down in Key West, and I got a little ugly, and I spent some time in jail and stuff, man.
Time in jail?
Yeah, it's a hard it's a hard story to talk about, but, you know, I kept playing music in jail, though, which was awesome.
Do you still wear Dracar Noir cologne?
As much as possible. I love that stuff, man.
Do you have the black Ibanez that you used to play all the time still?
Yeah, Betsy Sue. Yeah, I still have her, bro. She's
Betsy
awesome.
Betsy Sue, wow.
Yeah, she's rocking and rolling every day, man. She's, you know, I take very good care of her. I take more care of her than I do myself, bro.
Oh, man.
But I was just saying, like, I heard you guys talking, and you're kind of, like, complaining that I wasn't teaching you the right stuff. And, you know, it's like, dude, you gotta like, walk before you can run and stuff, you know? Like, you got to swim before you surf, dude.
Oh,
you
I get it, just, sure.
Like, jump in and play Thunderstruck and think you're going to get all the girls because I, you know, had all the girls at that time. And I also heard you talking about fat people.
Yeah.
I love, love, love fat girls. They're the greatest. So please don't bash them. They are all I have right now. And, you know, like, you need those people in your life. So please be nice.
Okay, hey, do you still wear the shark tooth necklace?
Yeah.
Still got that rocking? Yeah.
Absolutely. No one's wearing that. These days, I think I'm the last person to have that on.
How did that go over in jail?
They didn't like it. No, no, they took it away, and then I got it back when I got out. It was really a sweet moment.
Did the calluses on your fingers from playing guitar, did those go away, or did they get put to different kind of use, Chris?
The calluses on my fingers from the guitar turned into calluses from scraping the walls of the jail cell that I was in trying to get out as I was crying uncontrollably.
What can I ask what the crime was that put you in jail?
Yeah, I stole someone else's guitar, a Gibson 1975 limited edition $40,000 guitar. I just took it, told the guy I just wanted to tune it, and then I jumped in a 76 Camaro and got out of there.
How much time did you get?
Like 3 years. It wasn't anything too bad.
You must have had some previous misdemeanors, huh?
No, I mean, I always stayed out of trouble, bro. I was always about the music, man. I just wanted to play.
Do you play any Irish music now, Chris? Because we're kind of an Irish show. I mean, sort of, you know? But we're here to promote
it. I usually got the amp cranked up, like, totally loud. I'm not all about, like, folky stuff. But if you could, you know, introduce me to some Irish metal, I'd probably dig it.
Really? Dropkick Murphys is Irish punk.
Yeah, is there Irish metal?
There's got to be.
Of course, there's got to be, yeah.
Is there Irish people who are angry? Then yes, there's Irish metal.
Yeah, I would imagine you're right about that.
I mean, Ozzy Osbourne's from England.
Yeah.
So what?
So you mean he was like, they all grew up in like war-torn World War II England, and it was crazy, dude. There was like bombs going off like while they were trying to like have tea and stuff.
Hey, Chris, where do you live? I mean, now
I'm in my van right now. It's pretty awesome. It's like it's got a custom mural on the outside of a wolf, and it's pretty dope. And so I cruise around. I'm at this what do they call these? A rest stop.
Chris, how did you know that the Hooli's Hooli was a show? Like, do you remember? Did you see a flyer for us somewhere or something?
I was just cruising the AM dial because, like, I'm always listening to FM, but they never play my tunes, so I can't really listen to it. It makes me mad.
Oh, sorry.
So I switch over to AM, and you guys popped up.
And you heard a little Dan McGinnis going, and then you heard us talking about...
Yeah, that guy was super good, man. It's like a monster ballad, that slow tune. I totally cried, man, like a total sissy in my van.
Yeah, champagne. Yeah.
But it was awesome, dude. That dude is like seriously needs to get signed to someone, you know? Do people still... Is there like still record companies? I'm kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, there absolutely are. We'll have to tell Dan. I wish he was still sitting here with us. He would have loved to have known that our old guitar teacher called in after we were talking about him.
Yep. Hey, hey, Chris, what was Pita Bread Lady's real name? Do you remember her?
No, but, I mean, thank God for her, because I was homeless at that time, and I lived on pita bread. And if she wasn't there, I'd probably be totally, like, malnutritioned.
Yeah, and you probably would not have wound up in the joint after your rock and roll stint in Key West. Well,
couldn't get pita bread in the joint, dude. It was totally a bummer.
Chris, I want to thank you for calling. I hope wish you the best in this holiday season.
Take care of some more lessons. Like, I'll totally come over.
We should have you on the show and just be our, like, you can give the guests lessons while they're waiting to come on the show. You know, you can teach them how to play Thunderstruck in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling, Chris.
Yep. All right, man. Later.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
And we're back. That was Chris, the guitar teacher.
Yeah.
Quite the character. He's living in a van. Which, you know, I didn't know that he had done time down in Key West.
I didn't either, yeah.
But it was nice to hear from him again. Now, we're going to get back to some music. I remember our second show at Goldie's featured singer-songwriter Phil Angotti. He's been one of my more favorite guests here. And he treated us to an original number of his that is recently out. And that song is called Life in Rhyme. So let's take us back to the February 14th 2015 podcast of Phil Angotti live at Goldie's with Life in Rhymes.
I always imagined a life worth living and never pictured the worst. I always believed that a song worth singing should have some magical verse, chorus to make your heart burst. Oh yeah. I still think I'm fine. Keeps me up at night. My life in rhymes. Ooh. And difficult times. How did I live a life less settled? I write much better at night. There's a whole lot of things that test my mettle and make me feel uptight. When I clutch my pillow at night, oh yeah. And I still feel concerned. Songs I never quite learned. My life in rhymes. So drink me up, I'm like a bottle of wine. Don't make me wait in a long, long line. Oh, drink me up, I'm like a bottle of wine, bottle of wine. Always believed in a life worth living. I never pictured the worst. I always believed that a song worth singing should have some magical verse or a chorus to make your heart burst. Oh yeah. And I still think that I'm right. Oh, keep every night, my life in rhymes. Ooh. In difficult times, oh, my life in rhymes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, Gotti, everyone.
Life in Rhymes by Phil and Gotti.
Thanks, Phil. That was great.
That was a gorgeous song, Phil. I thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you. That was Phil and Gotti with Life in Rhymes. That was live at Goldie's, and that was recorded on the February 14th, 2015 podcast. That was Valentine's Day. That was the Valentine's Day show for our listeners.
Yeah, was that our first or second show here?
It was the second show here live at Goldie's, yeah. And it was a doozy. And Phil and Gotti, boy, what a big talent he is. Look him up online. You can find out more at philandgotti.com, I believe.
Absolutely. Listen to the Beatle Brothers, too.
Oh, man, yeah. And another guy that I've really enjoyed on this show was Kevin Flynn of Kevin Flynn and the Avondale Ramblers. He took the audience by storm here on February 28th.
I think he surprised them a little bit. I don't think they were ready to... I don't think a lot of people had heard of Kevin Flynn and the Avondale Ramblers.
No.
They were a little bit shocked at how good he was.
Yeah, and he treated us to a song that had was only released on iTunes as a single. And that song is called Back in the Day. And let's take us back to the podcast on February 28th, or the show from February 28th, 2015. And here's Kevin Flynn.
This one, this is a iTunes special. It's only available on iTunes. It just came out a few weeks ago. It's called Back in the Day.
This is Kevin Flynn. The name of the song is called Back in the Day.
Little sis, her first Eucharist, party's back in the yard. She kisses Aunt Kate and then Uncle Nate for the savings bond and her cot. All the guests say, look at her dress, isn't she pretty and white? Then sit down to feast on catered roast beef, Jell-O mold and Miller Lite. Help your grandmother into the car. She's ready to go whenever we are. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, and the way things used to be. Jimmy Hayes remembers the days growing up on the south side of town. He sits at the table telling his fables with all of his nephews around. He talks of his dad, the temper he had, and the slaughterhouse truck that he drove.
And his ma sure was something. She wouldn't cook nothing. Never once touched a stove. Oh, the stories that Jimmy tells. They've always got everyone laughing like hell. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, the times with them all, as you recall singing, oh, to those who came before us, oh, you need not to implore us to sing the verses, sing the chorus of the way things used to be. There's no more knock on the door. Everyone's who you expect. The phone on the wall, don't ring at all, and nobody's calling collect. Oh, where have you gone, Mrs. O'Leary? We don't care if it's true. See, the fire is out and the city it turns its smiling eyes to you. Down the street you happen to meet your old neighbor, Mrs. McCall. She had seven sons, and if you fought one, then you had to fight them all. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, the times with them all, as you recall singing, oh, to those who came before us, oh, you need not to implore us to sing the verses, sing the chorus of the way things used to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin Flynn. And we're back. This is the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM WSBC. Want to remind our audience that the Hooli's Hooli is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. You can find out more about Hibernian Transmedia at hiberniantransmedia.org. And you can find all these podcasted episodes at www.freecrack.com. That's www.freecraic.com. And then look for the Hooli's Hooli. How about Kevin Flynn, wonderful songwriter?
He's great. I look forward to having him on again.
Me too.
Act. Maybe even some of the Ramblers with him this time.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. So we had Kevin Flynn on, and then one of the other, you know, we've had the music has really sort of become a part of the show. When we first started the show, it was kind of, it started off as kind of talk format, comedy format.
Sure.
And now we've decided, because we're in a live venue, that we got to keep the audience pep in the step and keep the audience alive. And no better way to do that in a bar with some loud, you know, music.
Rocking music, absolutely.
And we've been blessed to have some great acts. But one of the guys that we had early on in the show was one of my favorite characters that we've had so far. This was around the time that Nick Walenda was...
Yeah, the Flying Walendas.
That he was crossing Marina Towers on a tightrope, and I happened to stumble across a guy who was advertising himself as an Irish daredevil, Terry Derry.
Yeah.
And we had him on the show. He responded to an email, and let's take us back. This is one of the funnier segments that we've had on the Hooli's Hooli, and here's our interview with Irish Terry Derry, stuntman extraordinaire.
We have another guest coming on the show. He is known as, I don't know Terry very well, but he contacted me after I put a little feeler out. And after the whole Nick Walenda thing, this is Irish daredevil Terry Derry. Terry, welcome and hello.
How we doing?
Hey, Terry.
Now, what constitutes you being a daredevil of sorts, Terry?
Well, you know, I like to take chances, first of all. I, you know, pretty much do anything you ask me to. I mean, I'm not scared of much. I mean, I'll eat glass, I'll jump. I love jumping stuff, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. Jump anything.
What's the craziest thing you've ever jumped before?
You know, I've been working on this thing lately where I'm jumping cows, you know, like I stick them together with spackle.
Yeah.
I got like six or seven right now. And, you know, I'm getting them about halfway. So it's a little messy when I don't make it full way across. But you know, they seem confused and a little scared.
The cows do.
Hi.
Well, and are you ever confused and scared as well?
No. I'm pretty focused. You know, I train hard, real hard.
How do you train for that? What are you jumping them? Are you jumping them with a car, or are you just?
Yeah, I use my work van. You know, most of the time it's good. It's a 91. I think it's a Chevy or something. But it's got about 290,000 miles on it.
Oh my God!
290,000.
It's nice. I put a roll cage in there, like in. You know, if I roll, I'll have a good time in there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't wear a seatbelt in there?
Nah, you know, I got a rope. I tie a rope to one end, and I tie a rope to the other end. I tie a rope to the handle of the passenger door.
Yeah.
And that way it keeps me right there.
Yeah.
You know, nice and tight.
Do you get, do you drink any alcohol before you do any of these?
I haven't drank, been about 15 years now. Going to real bad accident drinking, you know.
Sure. Is that now what inspired you to become sort of the Irish Evel Knievel of sorts? Are you married? Do you have children?
I just used to do it, you know, like, you know, out in the front yard, used to do stuff, and people just started gathering and looking at me. So I said, you know, I could probably make a couple bucks doing this. Like,
yeah.
So I started selling tickets, like, you know, through like Craigslist and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pretty soon I had 500-600 people there watching me jump stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if I didn't make it, they'd cheer. You know, I'd get seriously injured, but they'd cheer.
Do you find that it helps you with the ladies?
Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. You know, they love the daredevil. You know, I show them the scars and stuff. And you can tell right now I got a little bit of dried blood on my knuckles right now.
Yeah.
My dad said, you're not the true Irishman unless you get, you know, dried blood on your body somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Do I have any dried blood on my body?
I do. I got
like, look at your hands.
I got some on my knuckles.
Like you've been handling lavender your whole life.
Yeah. I'm pretty good, you know. I like to put the lotion
on the
hands.
Those are beautiful. Look at those hands, man.
Yeah. They're nice and
your
long.
Your fingers are real long, aren't
they? Yeah, they're very long.
You could wrap those around, you know, somebody's neck probably few times. I hate to get in a bar fight with you, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Terry? When I had my fingers are so long. I got real long fingers and toes. I wasn't feeling well one day, you know. And I went up to my dad and I told him that I thought I had Marfan syndrome. You know what Marfan syndrome is?
Oh boy, I might have had a bit of that back in the day.
That's what Abraham Lincoln died of, because he had long phalanges.
He died of bullet shot odium, I think. Something like that. That was a syndrome going around back there in that theater.
Yeah. Now Terry, do you know who Nick Wallenda is? Are you familiar with this guy?
I didn't know of him, and then I saw him doing the old Highwire thing there, and I was like, you know, that's pretty good, I guess. You know, it's not the coolest thing I've ever seen. You know, if he jumped it on like a jet ski or something, I'd be a lot more impressed. You know? But, you know, doing the wire thing, you know, let's do it without the pole. Let's do it without the big fancy pole walking across there without that.
I agree.
Let's see a tray with a couple Guinnesses on there.
Yeah.
See if that we can do that.
That would be
see
awesome.
See if any foam drips down. If foam, you're done.
Yeah, right. Like if there's foam.
Doesn't count. Turn around. Walk back the other way. New par. Report, absolutely. Boys. But I'm glad he made it, you know, because it would have been a mess, man, if he didn't make it. Jeez.
Oh,
could you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
Standing there.
And everyone's like, oh, he's dead.
I mean, there's enough people, you think they could have caught him?
No.
You know what? That's a heck of an, you know,
absolutely. They were asking, you know, they were saying, like, if he fell into water, if he would live, I said, not a chance.
He would obviously, there'd be some serious internal damage. Well, you would know. I mean, you've been in some serious accidents, right, Terry?
Yeah, I mean, very serious. I mean, I actually, I fell off a cliff not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah. It was rough. It was about 100 footer.
Broken bones?
Oh, right. Yeah, broke just about every bone. You know, I still had my wits about me, though. That's the most important thing.
And you're back at it again.
Back at it again, yep.
Are you married?
Been married a couple times.
Really?
Hey.
Some people might call you a daredevil.
That's one
for
stunt
that.
I can't really master, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It just gets harder and harder. It's like trying to run through a brick wall. You know, it's like, keep trying, but you're going to end up on your arse, you know, more times than not.
Yeah. No kids, though, huh, Terry?
None that I know about.
Okay.
But if you see him and you meet him, let me know, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, give him my pager number.
You're still rocking a pager, huh, Terry?
Oh, yeah. Very busy. You know, I do drywalling, too. I'm not just stunting around every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so people got to get in touch with
you.
Yeah,
I got to tape and mud and do all that stuff. I mean, it's not going to mud itself. What, are you crazy?
Do you have isn't an eye pager?
It is not. No. It's actually, it requires a cord.
A cord? So it's got to be like, I mean, did they make pagers like that?
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think
it was a prototype. I don't think it went through to production.
But it's still working for you, and you're still getting calls.
What? I think so. Yeah, it beeps once in a while, you know.
So you're a painter as well, then, when you're not doing crazy things.
I do paint, yes. I can paint.
Yeah.
I know, yes. You know, painting's easy. It's like, yeah, I actually did a stunt where I painted a car, you know.
Yeah.
I was inside the car, and I was painting the outside of the car as I was racing a train.
Really?
It was amazing. What happened was the fumes got so bad in the car, I passed out.
Yeah.
And then I ended up crashing the car into a tree.
Well. Yeah. Well.
That was my second stunt. I was only about 17 when I did that one.
No, so you've been doing stunts for how long now?
I mean, since I was born, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I came out tumbling down, right down the stairs.
Yeah.
Right out of the womb. My mom in the bathroom had me in the bathroom, right? Yeah. Couldn't make it to the bathtub, so she just stopped right on the floor. I slid right out down the stairs.
And then
two-story stairway.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Stuck the dismount at the bottom.
That's sick with it, man. I like that.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's
didn't have it on tape. That was before camera phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have...
Oh, for sure.
We didn't have any phone.
I don't even know. Did they even probably... Well, I mean, how old are you, Terry?
Just turned 51.
Okay, yeah. So they probably didn't... Did they have... Yeah, they probably had the camcorders by... The old school camcorders by then, right?
In 1960?
No, yeah.
They had Super 8 cameras. It could have been a Super 8.
And we didn't get those till the 90s.
Yeah.
Where I was living.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What part of Ireland are you from?
Oh, it's a real small town up northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather not say, you know, because it's a bit private. I'm kind of like a celebrity, you know. I'm like Brad Pitt of the stunt world.
Yeah.
You
know? Terry Derry.
Yeah, this Willenda guy thinks he's going to come in and take my crown, but he ain't.
Yeah, you know? I don't think he will.
Are
either.
You planning on doing any stunts in Chicago anytime soon?
You know, I'd love to. You know what I'd love to do?
What?
I'd like to see if I could arm wrestle this Willenda fella.
That would be great.
Maybe like, you know, dangling off like a helicopter or something. So make it cool.
Get like the Discovery Channel, like they put a ton of money into that.
Yeah, they did. Maybe you should try to get sponsorship from the Discovery Channel.
Oh, trust me, I have. You know, I've called them like time and time again. They just... For some reason, they don't page me back.
What about maybe RTE? Maybe they'd be interested in something like that.
Yeah, I don't really care for that network too much, you know, because I'm not a big television guy, you know.
No.
I'll watch, so if you're doing stunts or something, maybe I'll watch, but other than that, maybe a little bit of football here and there. But
world's craziest car crashes, that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I've been in those, though, you know. Like, yeah. I live that.
Yeah.
That's my life. I am the world's craziest car crash. My brain is like, it's unbelievable. You should see, I got a CAT scan, they call it, of the... My brain's got so many holes, and it looks like Swiss cheese.
No, well, I want to thank you, Terry Derry, for being on the show. It's an amazing thing to have a stuntman on the show, and someone of your ilk and fame. I'm glad that...
You're lucky to have me, really. You know.
I know I am. I can't believe I found you. I can't, you know, we found you. I put a feeler out on Craigslist, and then kaboom.
Always searching the list, you know. Always looking at the list.
What's the craziest thing you've ever found on Craigslist, Terry?
Oh, jeez. You know what? Actually, my second wife.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would count.
And then, you know, I coupled the deal. I got a guitar, too, with her. So it was like a two-for-one deal. Nice guitar. I think it was a Squire. I think it was beautiful.
It's like a Fender that got made in Vietnam.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And yeah. I heard you mentioned Van Morrison. I got a quick story about him. I ran into him, you know.
Yeah.
I literally ran into the guy as fast as I could. And, you know, I ended up breaking my collarbone. But he was real nice. He helped me up and everything.
He did.
Hi.
Did he say, why'd you run into me, Terry?
No. We ended up drinking together, and we sat in the back of a van and cried for
hours.
Did
he say anything like, and it stoned me to my soul?
I think he wanted to stone me because, you know, he was talking to a pretty lady, and I knocked them both. I knocked her right straight over. But she was a big girl.
Well, are there any local watering holes that people can visit you at, Terry, in the Chicagoland area where you might like to be seen?
Maybe Vaughn's Pub, somewhere like that.
I mean, you're better off looking up in the sky. You might see me cruise across the sky in some kind of crazy contraption or something, you know. I don't really like to sit in the bars too much, but if you want to come, you know, come up to the northwest side. You know, I like to hang out up on Milwaukee Avenue. Yeah, I got a lot of friends up there, and I like to go... get some ribs up at the Gale Street up there. That's good.
Sure, absolutely.
That's good.
So you know, if you want to find me, you know, you got to look for me. That's the way it goes.
Well, boy, I want to thank Terry Derry. Terry, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, no problem. Terry.
I think this is the longest I've sat down in years.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm getting jumpy. You know, I'm getting real. I gotta go do something.
All right. Well, then you better get out there, man.
Who's I think I could jump through that window right there.
The station manager might not take
that.
Yeah, let's
try that, Terry.
Let me see if I can get a running start. All right.
All right. Well, everybody, Terry Derry, Irish stuntman. Want to thank him. Irish daredevil stuntman. Some people call him the Irish Evil Knievel of Chicago. I want to thank Terry Derry again. Found him on Craigslist. What a character. We're going to go and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
Irish Daredevil Terry Derry. That was fun. One of my favorite bits. That was from the November 8th episode of the Hoolies Hoolie.
I got a feeling he'll be back eventually.
Yeah, he'll be back. I want to see
there'll be some stunt.
We got to have him do a stunt live at Goldie's. You know, maybe he'll eat some glass or
smash a beer bottle over his head or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever. Something fun like that. Get the audience riled up.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of riled up, we had a band here on April 4th. That was kind of
just
booked on a whim.
Ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, and they were known. They're called Coyote Riot. A bunch of Southside boys from Beverly area, Mount Greenwood area.
Yeah,
and boy, the people at Goldie's really, really liked them.
They were awesome,
and they came out and did this number. They did CC Rider. People may know this song from Elvis Presley, Old Crow Medicine Show, and now you'll know it from Coyote Riot. So. Let's check out CC Rider by Coyote Riot live at Goldie's from the April 4th episode.
Well, CC Rider, see what you gone done. CC Rider, see what you gone done. CC Rider, see what you gone done. Well now, hey, 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 hey. She was standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Well now, hey, 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 hey. sun went down. Moon right at home when that sun went down. Well, now, now, hey, 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 hey. Well, see, see, rider, see what you've gone done. See, see, rider, see what you've gone done. See, see, rider, see what you've gone done. Well, now, now, hey, 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 hey.
That was Coyote Riot live at Goldie's doing CC Rider. This is the Hoolies Hooli. Let's take you into another favorite of ours. We had Roxy Swain, Matt Walters, and Rachel Walters of Roxy Swain on. Yeah. And they performed one of their singles known as Virgin X Lovers for the audience. And this is from the March 7th podcast. Let's check out Virgin X Lovers by Roxy Swain live at Goldie's. Yeah.
All right.
That's Matt Walters and Rachel Swain of Roxy Swain doing Virgin X Lovers. And we're back, Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM. That was Virgin X Lovers by Roxy Swain. They were live at Goldie's on our show, and that was that dates back to the March 7th podcast. Yep. Want to get into another song real quick. Matthew Francis Anderson can be seen live tonight, Saturday night at 8:30 at the Friendly Tap on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. He played this song. We played this song back in November when he was on, and then he finally did it live in front of our audience.
This is off of Blue Line.
This is off of his album Blue Line. I requested this one. This one's called The Catalyst, and this is Matthew Francis Anderson.
I was behind her in a drugstore outside of Prairie du Chien. She was buying herself some vodka to go with her lemonade. She had a panther on her shoulder and go-go boots that made her hip. 1950s hairdo and an earring in her lip. From the road I saw a farmhouse burn into the ground, but in her eyes I've seen the catalyst that turns this world around. Got a tribe of all her people, and they hang out in the streets. And each one shares a needle, and they call themselves freaks. I better watch out after sundown for the alleyways she haunts. I seen her belt the jock with a trash can lid, whip his debutante. From the road I saw a farmhouse burn into the ground. Eyes, I've seen the catalyst that turns this world around. Well, today around 11 at the Wisconsin Music Fest, she took the stage with her band. She wore panties and a vest. Well, they played and screamed and kicked and yelled, and each song went twice as fast. She passed out in the second row, and that song would be her last. And from the road I saw a farmhouse burn into the ground, but in her eyes I've seen a catalyst that turns this world around. And from the road I saw a farmhouse burn into the ground, I've seen the catalyst that turns this world around. In her eyes I've seen the catalyst that turns this world around.
And we're back, 1240 AM WSBC. It's been a fun episode so far. Best of episode, Bill.
Lots of music.
Yep. That was Matthew Francis Anderson doing The Catalyst. Again, you can see him live at the Friendly Tap tonight at 8:30 p.m. And he'll be playing with Kerosene Stars.
Friendly Tap's on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, for those who need to know.
Yep. Now, next week, what do we have next week, Bill, coming up? Another show?
I don't have anybody booked next week. Do you?
No, I next week is Michelle or...
No, Michelle McGuire will be here on the 28th of April. And then we're thinking we might be joined by the Larkin and Moran brothers on May 14th. I talked to Dan Larkin today. Hopefully those guys will come out and do the show. For all you Southsiders, you're familiar with the Larkin and Moran brothers. Great group. Hopefully they can do it in the near future, or if not the 14th.
Right.
Come out and rock out the show at Goldie's.
That's right. One thing I do want to say before we head out of here, we're gonna end it with the Dooley Brothers are going to end it. They played Patsy Fagan live in front of the audience here at Goldie's. That was back in March.
Yeah.
That was the actually it was the February 28th podcast, but we're excited to do that. And I want to thank all of our listeners that have made the Hooli's Hooli possible to have 25 episodes, people that donated on the Indiegogo campaign.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
All of our Facebook friends, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope we have another 25 more.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
And you know what, Bill? Thank you. This has been a fun ride. And
thanks
until
to Bill
next
Wooten,
week.
Our engineer over here.
Yep. Thank you, Billy Wooten. Does a wonderful job. Couldn't do it without him.
Absolutely. And, could not do it without him.
So let's take everybody out with the Dooley Brothers doing Patsy Fagan live at Goldie's.
Until next week.
Until next week, this has been the Hooley's Hooley.
See you later.
Bye.
Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. Forever of a tear of a devil, make care of a decent Irish boy. So I'm working here in Glasgow and I got a decent job. I'm laying bricks and mortar and the pay is 15 bob. I rise up in the morning and I get up with the lark. When I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls all bark. Arf, arf. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, hello, Patsy, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. Rare of a dear of a devil, make care of a decent Irish boy. Okay, we'd like everybody to clap along. Come on, here we go, Goldie's. Clap, 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 clap. See, just like that. Now, if there's one among you who'd like to marry me, I'll take you to my little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress you up and sit. I'll do the best I can. I'll let you people see that I'm a decent Irish. Hello, Patsy Fagan. You can hear the girls all cry. Hello, hello, Fagan. You're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland. There's no one can deny. Rub-a-dare, rub-a-devil, make care of it, he's an Irish. Here we go! Hello, Patsy Fagan. You can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Fagan. You're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland. There's no one can deny. Rub-a-dare, make care of it, he's an Irish boy. A rare, a tear, a death, make care of a decent Irish boy.
Yeah. All right, the Dooley Brothers.